For a gift of $20 a month, $240 a year, there'll be an extra $100 added to your gift. Plus, you'll not only get the gifts that are available in the standard catalog from Ave Maria Radio, but Ray is going to make sure you get an autographed copy of any book of his on his website. And your website again, Ray?
DrRay.com, D-R-R-A-Y.com.
DrRay.com. And it's unclear whether he will hand deliver it or not. You have to negotiate that with him.
One of my children. The ones that are not in prison. It's four of them left.
Ray, thanks. You went out a winner.
Bless you guys.
Yeah.
Always enjoy.
You got a clear home run here. Thanks so much.
Tell Tommy-o she's not the number one Italian on this operation anymore.
All right.
Wait. She heard you.
What did he say?
Oh, he just had some ethnic. Yeah, he just had some ethnic stuff. He was.
Well, excuse me. It's the same ethnicity that we're talking about.
Excuse me. Why did you burp?
See, he's doing...
She doesn't have a headset. She cannot hear your insults here, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of my children must have headsets on when I talk to them either.
What was that? I missed it. Okay, now I got my headsets on.
I am now the number one Italian on this network.
In your dreams, pal.
I'm going to tell you.
What are you
right
smoking?
Now.
I want some of it.
Oh, you got your $8 when you were on for an hour.
Excuse me? Mr. Cresta.
Well,
how did I do this morning, sir?
As Jesus said, who has set me as a judge between you?
Oh, well,
go and sin no more.
Ray, thanks so much.
Bye, guys.
God bless you. We'll take a break, and on the other side, we'll be back with Crest in the afternoon.
If you had a choice, would you want to live till you're 80 or 40? Well, what about your car? 10 years or just 5 years? We can't control when we die, but you're likely to double the life of your vehicle when you get regular maintenance at Fauzi's Auto Repair.
Maintenance, it's a must. Power steering, brake, transmission. That's the last thing on their mind is changing these fluid. It's forgotten.
For example, failing to flush your engine coolant can clog the heater core. This not only can result in having no heat in the winter, but eventually produces mechanical failure.
You know, most failure is basically neglect.
Why spend thousands of dollars on mechanical failures when a small fraction can greatly extend the life of your vehicle? Go to Fauzi's Auto Repair today to see what you could potentially save in just 5 years. Call Fauzi today at 734-665-8700. Mention you're a WDEO listener for a discount. That's 734-665-8700. Fauzi's Auto Repair. It's your car, their reputation. Light of the East. Weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya, and this week on Light of the East on Ave Maria, the state of the Eastern Catholic Churches, their health, their vitality, are getting vocations. Do we have young people?
Hear how young Byzantine Catholic families see the future of the Byzantine Catholic Church in America.
Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 7 on 990 WDEO.
Missed a show? Not sure if it came from Ave Maria Radio? Go to AveMariaRadio.net. A list of shows and hosts are there. And if you find the show you're looking for, you can hear the whole thing again by going through the Ave Maria Radio audio archives. For 2 years, we've recorded nearly every show from Ave Maria Radio. Just click on the audio archives message located at the center of our homepage. Now you even have more reasons to become a radioactive Catholic by going to AveMariaRadio.net.
Hello, this is Steve Ray with another Pilgrimage Minute. Jesus went on long pilgrimages, and he went on some short ones. He walked for a week up to Jerusalem, but he also spent many nights praying in the nearby mountains. I've been atop Mount Arbel looking over Capernaum and the Sea of Galilee, and I imagine Jesus up there on a short pilgrimage to pray. If Jesus thought time alone with the Father was important, how much more should we? Jesus asked his disciples to pray with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He taught them to pray the Our Father on the Mount of Olives. He wants to teach us the same way. Jesus asks, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Do you live for the riches of the world?" Maybe it's time to slow down and climb the mountain. Maybe it's time to put priorities right. Start with a pilgrimage.
More information on taking a pilgrimage can be found at AveMariaRadio.net and look for the pilgrimage picture link on the homepage.
Catholic Radio in Metro Detroit. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Live from the studios of Ave Maria Radio, it's the 2009 Fall Membership Drive.
To begin with, I listened to WDEO because I found it entertaining. Now I find it educational.
We listen every day to Ave Maria Radio. We are so inspired by it. It touches our hearts.
It's safe for the kids to listen to, and it's wonderfully informative, and it's very edifying, and it helps them to grow spiritually in their faith.
To make your contribution or your pledge, just dial toll-free
1-877-288-1077.
And now, from Cresta in the Afternoon, Al Cresta and Nick Tom.
And a good afternoon to you. I'm Al Cresta. Had a ball last hour with Dr. Ray Grendy and Tom Lowy and I and so many of you. Participating. We did meet that Doc is in challenge, both the first one and the second one. And did we go over it, Tom, or did we right on the nose?
Right on the nose. It was just like a horse race, and I'm telling you, we won in the last, you know, the last
three inches,
man. It was incredible.
So Ray finally brought some money in, huh?
Yeah. Ray's starting to. He's starting to get that popular touch, you know. He's a little stiff, a little, but he's starting to really loosen up, and he's letting his Italian out.
So, that's always dangerous around here.
Yeah. Well, Nick, good to see you too.
You too.
Yeah. This is the first hour we've been on the air together today, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
Although
we've
been to Detroit and back already, but
had a good meeting this morning with Archbishop Vigneron, which was a wonderful time, and. It's a great time to be Catholic in America. The need is so great, the confusion is so great, that the gospel message, I think, is starting to touch people who, you know, 10 years ago couldn't hear. But I think the confusion has reached a point where people are saying, wait, there must be some fixed truths out there. There must be some way of orienting to what's right and wrong, true and false, and good and bad. Sometimes people ask, what's fantasy, what's reality? Well, the Catholic faith proclaims the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you wonder, where do I go to know the will of God, you can go to the Catholic Church, pick up the catechism, and believe it or not, God has spoken. So I just think it's amazing that we can say with confidence that God has spoken. We've got the Scripture. We've got the authoritative teaching tradition of the Church. And that's something people don't get a chance to meditate on often enough. We have a voice from beyond this flux, this crazy, mixed-up world. You don't agree?
It is the voice of the
Are
Church.
Are you disagreeing with
I'm not disagreeing at all.
Okay. I expected some amens.
I would pipe in if I disagreed.
I expected some amens or something. Gee. So.
Preach it, Al. The number to call right now is 877-288-1077. That's 877-288-1077. And I understand because that Doc's in challenge was met, there is another challenge that is forthcoming.
Yes. And it's one I'm looking forward to. And we should introduce our guest host in this period to begin with, and that is Sister Joseph Andrew of the Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist.
Thank you.
Who I've been friends with since April of 1997.
I believe so.
Is that right?
That's correct.
When we met,
yes,
I think.
Yes, that's exactly when we met, yes. Uh-huh.
And when you first came up from Nashville to begin the...
Actually from New York.
Oh, that's right.
Because we were founded in New York.
That's right. I forgot that with the Cardinal O'Connor.
That's right. Uh-huh.
That's right. I do remember that now.
And immediately began teaching your children, Al.
Yes, that's true. That's true. James.
Boy, did we have our hands full. No.
James and Evan are graduates
that's
of Spirit
right.
of Science
they
Academy.
That's right. They are wonderful.
Yeah.
They are.
And,
yes.
And you guys did a great job with them, too. Evan is now at Gabriel Richard High School as a
That's
junior.
Right. Uh-huh.
Evan, James is in Gomming, Austria at the Franciscan
wonderful.
University of Steubenville.
That is so
and
wonderful.
Both of them really do credit the formation they received at Spirit of Sanctus Academy.
They are great guys. Yeah. They really are. They gave a great deal to the school, too. Yeah, the sisters enjoyed them as much as they enjoyed the sisters.
Well, my wife taught at Spirit of Sanctus for a number of years, and she had Evan. And with absolutely no bias whatsoever, because I work here, she thinks Evan is one of her favorite students of all time.
Uh-huh.
She
no
said
doubt.
That multiple times.
No doubt. Comes from good parents.
As sheepish as it makes us feel, yes. More than we deserve.
I do have a whole pile of forms that I want to thank. People that donated right at the end that helped make it, helped complete that Docazin challenge. Thank you to Cheryl in Dexter, Michigan, who goes to Old St. Pat's in Ann Arbor, is a Protestant and loves Dr. Ray and Father John Carapi.
Hey, thanks. Good to hear from you.
Thank you to Susan and Rob in Dexter, meeting the Docazin Challenge. Love all of the programming on Ave Maria Radio. Thank you to Paula in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on the internet.
Good
and
job, Paula.
Loves Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Good hearing from you.
Thank you to Jane and Grand Blanc listening on WDEO 990 AM. Love Teresa Tamio and Al Cresta.
Thank you.
Thank you
to Mary in Livonia. Goes to St. Aidan Parish. Thank you very much. Thanks to Gina in Rochester. Goes to St. Andrews there in Rochester. Wants to put a plug in for the Holy Family Regional School in Rochester. I'm unfamiliar with that school.
I was just going to say.
Probably why she wants to put a plug in.
Yeah.
People raise the awareness.
I need to know. I didn't know about that.
Holy Family Regional School in Rochester.
And, you know, and what's going to happen is some friend of ours is going to send us an email and say, what do you mean you don't know this? I sent you an email about it 6 months ago. Told you all about it, you know, which often happens. So. My ignorance means very little at this point.
Thank you also to John in Clarkston, Michigan, who goes to St. Joe's in Lake Orion. Loves Cresta in the afternoon. God bless you, John. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, John. And, Tom Lowy, our development director, is here. And what's up, Tom?
Because we have such a
can we get Tom's mic hot, please?
Okay. Oh, I have to get on it, apparently. I don't have my headset on, so I can't hear myself.
How's your Achilles tendon?
You're not supposed to tell people what's going on.
Well, you look like you're leaning into it as though you've been injured in some way.
Actually, I'm all the weight is on the proper leg.
Okay.
Here. Yeah, so I'm doing the right thing. Because of our guest today, and knowing that she was going to be our guest, before the drive began, I was talking to people who were going to make gifts available for us in advance of the
drive.
Right. Okay.
That's right.
And so we do have a very substantial challenge here. Okay. The value of the challenge is $4,000. Okay. And that's a lot of money.
Right.
What we're going to do is we're going to call this the Vocation Challenge.
Yay.
It's in honor of vocations, priestly vocations, vocations to the religious life, vocations to marriage, vocations to the dedicated single life. And so this we want to honor the people who follow God's call, all right? The way it's going to work is just like we did with the Dr. Ray challenge. It is going to be $240 or $20 a month. They will add $100 to your gift. If you're able to do $20 a month or $240 a year, that gift will become $340 for Ave Maria Radio. We need to get 40
wonderful.
Of these in order to redeem it. So I think do you understand how it works?
Yeah,
I'm clear.
It's so
bring him on.
Clear.
Bring him on.
It's an enormous.
You're looking at close to nearly one a minute then.
And we get the vocations out of this. Is that
Pardon
what
me?
You're saying? And we get the vocations out of this.
That's your job. You've got to go and work on getting people to hear the call of God. All right. So I'm going to give the number out, and I want to see this thing just zing out right now. Here's the number you call to take part in this wonderful challenge. It's 1-877-288-1077. Again, the number is 1-877-288-1077, or you can pledge online. And if you do that, you go to AveMariaRadio.net, AveMariaRadio.net. And what you want to do is, if you're taking part in the Vocations Challenge, please indicate in the comment section that's what you're doing. By the way, that's how we redeemed the Dr. Ray challenge, was because of somebody on the internet. So,
okay.
Just so you know how these things work, okay?
Oh, good.
So that's it. I want to hear from you right now. 1-877-288-1077.
Tom, stay nearby, okay? Because I want to make sure we have this explained so it's crystal. The number again is 1-877-288-1077. And I want to make something clear again before we begin with Sister Joseph Andrew, and that is, I've been saying this since about, well, since late, well, yesterday afternoon, about this time, 3 o'clock. I was examining the flow of events for this pledge drive, and I noticed, well, you remember, last fall, 2008, September, we were forced to do something we had never done before. Our September drive fell short, and when I say it fell short, I mean it literally didn't provide enough for us to go on until the following April, because we moved from drive to drive here. So we had to have an urgent, what we called the urgent drive in November, not an emergency drive, an urgent drive. And you responded with generosity, and we managed to make it through to the spring drive, and we had a very good spring drive. Well, here we are, September 2009, a year later, and I have to say, I'm looking over the hour results, and as of yesterday at 3, I was seeing almost the exact same giving patterns being duplicated from last September. And that, what that meant is if it continued, we'd be forced to do another urgent drive in November. It would take us 8 or 9 days to accomplish what we'd hoped to accomplish in 5. And no matter how you look at it, we would all rather be back to our regularly scheduled programming sooner rather than later. So we were starting to get some positive response to this, and so I want to keep this appeal going. We have our necessary financial goal on the board. And it started out at $400,000. We have now whittled it down to $292,529 to go. That's a real budgetary number. And if we don't reach it, then we'll need to come back and make another appeal sometime this fall. So my plea to you right now is, let's reach it this week. Don't hang back. Don't hope that someone else is going to step forward. I can assure you we do not have deep pockets sitting in the wings who are going to jump out and rescue us at the last minute. God may know such things, but I don't know such things. I mean, over 15 drives, we have had a few individuals come forward with large gifts of $5, $10, $15, even $20,000. But these are things that we can't engineer and didn't count on. On the other hand, the gifts of $10, $15, $20, $30 a month are the gifts that keep us going. So join the thousands of Ave Maria Radio listeners in Southeast Michigan and Southwest Florida. And on the Internet, we love to hear from you. Somebody on the Internet brought us to our last goal, the goal of last hour. Pick up the phone now, 1-877-288-1077. It's the Vocations Challenge.
Yay!
1-877-288-1077. Well, now we get to it.
Yes,
Sister Joseph Andrew, a pleasure to have you with
us
again.
And you, great to be here, Al. Thank you so much.
When we talk vocations, we're really talking God's call on our life. And there's this universal call to holiness that we all experience as baptized in Christ Jesus.
Definitely.
But then there are these, you know, large categories of call. We have the call to married life, call to religious life, consecrated virginity, priestly life. Tell us a little bit about your call to religious life.
Thank you, Al. Religious consecration is, I think, the term that my sisters would most use.
And religious consecration.
Well, it's spiritual motherhood. It's spiritual motherhood in the heart of the church. And I think the world has suffered because it hasn't had those spiritual moms out there praying for us, correcting us, loving us, leading us, keeping that that moral bar up there and saying, yes, you can do this. Of course you can do this. I believe in you. And God has such a great plan for all of us. But we have to be led. We have to see others do it many, many times.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, in a situation such as the schools that we teach in, and you know, we were just talking about your sons in our schools, this is such an incredible foundation to say, you know what, my roots are firmly in the church. Now, the winds will blow, but my roots aren't going to, you know, hopefully, certainly, if we keep praying, they're not going to come out of the ground.
Right.
You know, I might get swayed around, but it will come back because we're plugged into the life of grace, because we know it. I think the biggest problem in today's world is so much ignorance.
Yeah.
And because of that, I have to look at others and say, okay, where was someone to tell them? You know?
Ignorance is extraordinary in spite of the fact that we've got a very educated number of Catholics in America. But when it comes to the faith, John Cavadini at Notre Dame's Theology Department wrote an article in Common Wheel a few years ago that he boldly called ignorant Catholics.
Yeah.
And he was addressing this very problem.
Excellent.
At the undergraduate level where he teaches.
Mm-hmm.
He shows up with students who don't know how many persons constitute the Trinity.
Oh, Lord, help us.
Seriously.
I mean, I know.
That's a problem in math. I mean,
it's
not doctrine. But people who don't have any idea of the Immaculate Conception.
Yes.
And here we're just talking information, not even full formation. But so it's your work of spiritual motherhood involves not only making sure that there's right doctrine and right information, but there's also the formation that's involved.
Exactly, because the mother not only teaches, but she leads the way, and she picks up the child when it falls, and she shows them how to do something better. And a glance in her eyes, if we think of the Blessed Mother, and we always see that unconditional love that just sees more in us than we can see in ourselves, than we would believe in ourselves. And we don't let down. We don't disappoint those who love us degree. So again, I just keep going back to, where have the sisters gone in the years when the present generation of adults were perhaps in Catholic schools or seeking the truth, or, you know, and as you said very well, Al, it's at least a two-way street. It's a multifaceted street, but there's the intelligence, or there's the knowledge, there's the objective truth, which is so comforting when you can say, I believe it because it's true.
Yes.
You know? I mean, that's so freeing. But then there's also the desire to follow, even if that truth as sacrifice. And I think that's really what the spiritual mother shows, that fidelity in the day-to-day and the quiet sacrifices that enable those who fall under her love to say, you know, it is all worth it, and there is a greater good, and we're all moving towards it. And again, how freeing and how exciting is the, quote, boredom that many times fills lives.
Yeah.
But this, too, is sanctifying, and it's meant to be, and it's just beautiful.
How early on in your life did you anticipate...
Well, I'm kind of one of the most unusual, since I deal with vocations. Most of either today had a reconversion or a reversion or a conversion. But I grew up in a very, very Catholic family. Yep. I was taught by sisters, and today everybody's like, how in the world is that possible? It was real.
It did happen.
They used to be around, actually, you know, more so than they are now. Anyway. But we're coming back, you see. That's the vocation challenge.
That's right.
You want to put in another plug? But are those lights all lighting up over there?
Well, we'll have to give out the phone number more. But,
okay.
1-877-288-1077.
Great.
Four of you came to Ann Arbor.
That's right.
In April 97,
four of us came. That's right.
And how many of you are there now?
There's 99.
99.
99. We're looking for that lost sheep out there. How, what do you think? Nick, you know who she might be?
She might be three.
That's right. Yes, we've gone from 4 to 99 in these 12 years, and the average age of the entire community is 26 years old.
Wow. How does... I mean, I understand that there's the Holy Spirit... is ultimately responsible for calling people.
Yes.
I do understand that, and he gives his gifts sovereignly.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, people are attracted to the Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist.
Yes.
And what is it that you think is distinctive about your charism, your manner, your training, you know, that gives you the success here that would be the envy of so many other female religious orders.
Yeah, thank you for the question. It's there's again there's a lot to it, but I think in a you know quick summation, I would have to say it's the real deal.
Yep.
You know, it is
people
what it says it is.
Reality, yeah.
Yeah. And even, you know, the John Paul II generation is a generation starving for authenticity, and Benedict certainly has kept that high bar up there. So there's something that burns in all our hearts that wants the solidity of what is real. Ultimately, we would say, who is real? And so if you're supposed to be married, and that is your vocation, you need to be married, and you need to live it 24/7, 28/7, 36/7. It's the totality that makes it real. And the gift of self, you know. And so in religious life, the church has pointed out and shows very clearly how you really are supposed to live this. Now, we can all skimp here and there, but if it's a young person, she or he for the priesthood, but anyway, in our vocation, the woman is looking for the real deal, or she is not going to do this. She'd be crazy to.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we always say, even our the total habits, it that's our wedding dresses. Who wouldn't want to be covered in her wedding dress every day of her life?
Right.
You know, how much more beautiful does that get? And not only to the world, and John Paul the Great called the religious habit a sign of hope in the world, and he said it's Christ walking in the world that when others see us. And so one of my favorite things, I do a lot of travel, so I really don't mind layovers in airports because I just keep walking because I know I'm walking
you're bearing witness.
For Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. You're bearing witness. Just
yeah, and it's there. Making people think, and it's making people stop and get real themselves. And it makes people smile. You know, I can get any food I want in the airport just by looking at it because somebody will come up and, sister, do you really want that? And I think, how beautiful, because that's the open heart that people have if we're not afraid to call it forth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, people are good, and they just need that challenge to, you know, to really be real about their own goodness.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very important, then, this the authenticity, fidelity to the church and to the master. You have a strong emphasis on community, too.
Strong emphasis on community because this is family. And again, in John Paul's theology of the body, if we women aren't family-oriented, there's something wrong. So our family is our community.
Yeah.
So you plug into a much bigger family. And even parents will say that. We thought we were, quote, losing or giving a daughter. We've only gained 99 more, you know.
Yeah.
And I think another thing that's very, very essential for any vocation is to root yourself in the Eucharist and in the heart of Mary, be it, you know, a guy going into marriage or going into priesthood or a woman going into marriage or religious life or the single life. Because, again, that's the complementarity that makes us whole. No other human being, even in marriage, can make us whole. We have to have Christ in the midst of that relationship. We certainly have to have Christ in the midst. Obviously, He is our spouse. And so I need that daily eye-to-eye contact with my spouse. Mm-hmm. So we have that at least 1 hour a day promise of Eucharistic adoration.
Yeah.
And that really calls me to be every day that total gift of self and that spiritual mother in the world, no matter how exhausted or confused, whatever, because that's the graces that, you know, are ours in this vocation. And it spills forth in joy, you know.
Yeah.
It's just that constant joy that, you know, if you see someone down, there's got to be a positive side to this someplace, no matter how, because God is with us and always will be, because He promised.
And I this is very, very true. I mean, we've watched you over the last 10 years, and we live nearby.
Yes,
and
you.
So we see each other.
We have
and
good
we
neighbors,
see the
Al.
Sisters. Yeah, and I can say that it is a joy.
Yeah.
For those onlookers like myself, I mean, I feel feel personally elevated coming across you guys when you're walking. I feel as though we have that there's a special
bond,
and there's a sense of sanctity that hangs over our geographic area
exactly
because of your presence. I realize people may not Either you get, you understand what I'm saying or you don't. I mean, I'm not going to be able to explain it, but people,
well,
this,
you know,
I think
Al,
it's really there.
From our standpoint, I have to say it is your fidelity and the fidelity of good married people that call us forth to be that much more giving and that much more forgiving and that much more patient with, you know, with life. And I think it works both ways when everyone is faithful to the graces God gives them. And that's ultimate what the vocation is. That's your grace.
Yeah.
That's your way.
Mm-hmm.
That's your approval from God that, you know, that he is going to walk with you. He's going to carry you when you need it. He's going to always be there. And so when we see fidelity in the married life, that calls us that much more to give the gift of self, you know, when we might get exhausted, et cetera.
Indeed.
Hi. Listen to that priest over there, Father, mocking my southern accent.
Well, let's go ahead, Nick, and lay out, if you would.
Yeah, we've done a great job of laying the foundation for our vocation challenge. We do have a vocation challenge on the board, and we need to go and start seeing those phones ring to redeem that this hour. The vocation challenge is a challenge that was laid out by a number of contributors who wanted to make special appeal to the call to vocation during this membership drive. So they contributed $4,000, and for a contribution of $240, which is $20 a month, your pledge will have $100 added to it. So what we need is 40 pledges, hopefully in the next half hour, at $240 or $20 a month or more, and $100 will be added to your pledge. The number to call right now is 877-288-1077, 877-288-1077.
But we're talking about in this next half hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking really about 1 minute.
No. Let's give them a little bit more time. We want to make that challenge. And this is a divine mercy hour. So you pick the perfect hour.
It is.
For us to double your all's challenge.
Yeah.
You don't challenge us enough. See, that's the problem. We want to be challenged to the nth degree. Come on, Al.
Okay. I stand corrected here.
How
Tom?
Are we doing?
Well, you know, I'm listening to this conversation.
Yes.
And Sister, you know, God bless you. This is you're absolutely right, you know.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
No one can outdo our Lord.
Exactly.
However, we do need to go and take some action. Now, the action is to ask people to prayerfully consider picking up the phone and making a call. Okay
prayerfully
because
consider
right
that,
now,
everybody.
Right now, right now, there are no phones that are busy. We've
oh,
got
that's
six
terrible.
Really wonderful people who are waiting to hear from you, the listener, right this very moment. And I'd hate to think that you know, our listeners are not in favor of vocations some way.
Yes.
Yeah,
so why should they call this hour?
Well, okay. Here's the thing: if you are able to make a gift of $20 a month. Now, think about this. $20 a month is less than a dollar a day. Okay,
right.
You can't even buy a cup of coffee for a dollar a day. You cannot do it. It won't happen, all right? If you can make a pledge of $240 a year, $20 a month, we have a generous donor who will add $100 to that gift. That means that $240 becomes $340 for Ave Maria Radio.
Actually, in this case, it's a few donors that have bundled.
Pardon me?
Yes,
few
donors that are bundled there.
That's right. This was arranged in advance of the drive, knowing that Sister Joseph Anderson was going to be here.
Okay, I have a suggestion. Let's stop and pray a Hail Mary right now so that all those sitting on the fence will just jump.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary, Mother of the Eucharist.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Are those phones ringing off the hook?
They're starting. They are.
Good. Thank you.
Yes. Now, what we need to
bless
do,
mother.
Let's get the entire volunteer staff praying with us on this.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
But
so
first of all, let me give the number, and then I'll gather them for prayer,
okay?
Here's the number. 1-877-288-1077. Again, the number is 1-877-288-1077. We got a half hour, and we should rock and roll.
And you want to say the online, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, sister. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
That is, you can make a pledge online. Just go to AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. And there's a little section, a comment section. Please indicate that you're taking part in the vocation challenge. All right?
Excellent.
Very good. So let's... this is a way of affirming the importance of religious vocation. So we're asking you to give a call now, 1-877-288-1077. Kara tells me we need to take a break. So let's take a break. We'll see the lines fill up, and then we'll come back and continue conversation with Sister Joseph Andrew.
At Ann Arbor State Bank, we share the Ann Arbor state of mind with you. We're the entrepreneurs with money to lend and the will to lend it. What does this mean to you, an area business owner? It means we welcome you with enthusiasm and ease of lending. It means our seasoned business bankers are proud to be your banker. That's Ann Arbor, and that's the Ann Arbor State Bank, financiers of the Ann Arbor state of mind. Located at 125 East William or A2SB.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You now have two great Detroit area locations for religious merchandise. There's A. Mutea Church Supply in Garden City and now G.A. Fuchs Church Supply in Madison Heights. Between the two stores, they offer the largest selection of religious merchandise in southern Michigan, with everything from statuary, rosaries, and crucifixes to a large inventory of books. If you need it for your religious group or services, they have it. A. Mutea at G.A. Fuchs Church Supply. Just choose the location closest to you. You'll find A. Mutea Church Supply on Ford Road, just east of Merriman Road in Garden City. If you'd like to call for more information, the number is 734-513-2950. Write it down, 734-513-2950. If you're closer to Madison Heights, you can stop at G.A. Fuchs Church Supply on Stevenson Highway, just south of 14 Mile Road, off I-75. You can call them at 248-589-0200. You'll want to write that one down, too. 248-589-0200. They look forward to serving you.
The Catholic Mass is the most sacred act of worship in which a person can participate. At the Last Supper, Jesus Christ sat down with his chosen apostles and does something new, something never done before, and yet something which continues until the end of time. The Catholic Mass Revealed is a beautifully written, recorded, and film production. This collection will rekindle your heart, inspire your soul, and enlighten your mind. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and find the online store to get the Catholic Mass Revealed. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Good afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. With me is Sister Joseph Andrew, Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. So you're in charge of vocations there?
Yes.
Awesome. Nick Tom, producer of Crescent in the Afternoon, is with us as well. And we're talking vocations. And Nick, you want to restate the challenge before us right now?
The challenge is a vocation challenge. It is for a contribution of $240 or more, or $20 a month. $100 will be added to your pledge. We are still looking for 40 of those. That will mean $10,000 on the board this hour for Ave Maria Radio. If we can get 40 donations of $240, $20 a month, and $100 will be added to your pledge. So your gift of $240 becomes $340 for Ave Maria Radio.
It's a good deal, if you ask me.
Yeah, and so we do need to see those phones light up now.
Yeah.
What is available with the thank you gifts? I know people are not, you know, primarily motivated by the thank you gifts. At the same time, it's kind of a novelty that it's nice to know what's available.
At $240, which is exactly the number we're looking for during this last half hour, you can pick one of two book combinations. You can pick Moments of Grace and Truth for Teens, or you can pick Moments of Grace and Secular Sabotage by Bill Donahue.
Okay.
At $240, $20 a month.
Because they get one of our book bags.
The bumper magnet and the Ave Maria Radio tote bag.
Yeah. And then you also, in a way, have flown your flag on behalf of vocations.
That's right.
So
yes.
this is everybody makes a choice during the membership drive to show, to support.
Now, Al, if I can add something, you girls out there that, you know, really are in vocational discernment, this is a great way of telling God you're really serious about this. You know, you might not be able to pledge that much, but you can certainly give something, and to whom much has been given, much is going to be asked. This is a great, great thing to say, I'm really serious, Lord. Look at this. I'm going to give the little bit that I can give, and God will multiply it.
Yeah. And the number again is 1-877-288-1077. We want to see, this is the goal for this hour. And so we've got to get some traction going here. 1-877-288-1077. 1077. We're also joined right now by Father Gerald Goronsky of Old St. Pat's in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I can't remember the name. I just heard one of my parishioners had made a donation on the, as I was listening to the radio on the way here, right?
Good.
One of my parishioners.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, someone was,
yes, I did just read one.
Uh-huh, yes.
Sister, great to see you. Hi.
Well, good to see you too, Father. Hi, y'all. And we're both Polish. Can you imagine? Talk about getting that Italian up. Oh, you're really living in dangerous.
The number is 1-877-288-1077. Making special appeal, too, because earlier in the week, as I said, we were slow. We're trying to avoid having to go to our November drive like we did last year. So I'm making a special plea.
You know, if we avoid that, then people still have the regular programming.
Absolutely.
They can listen to all the great shows that you put on.
Yeah. Which is the reason you contribute anyway.
In the first place.
Let's avoid having to take programming off the air.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, all the alumni from Divine Child High School, come on. You guys, I'm a Divine Child alumnus. So all of you other alumni out there from Divine Child, especially if you knew any of my family, but all of y'all, give us a call now at 1-877-288-1077.
Yeah, very good. Divine Child, a lot of graduates.
Yep.
We've been around a long time.
That's right, and we're really one of the great schools of the Archdiocese of Detroit. Has done so much in the Archdiocese. There are a number of seminarians from the Divine Child High School
wonderful.
Now active in the Archdiocese of Detroit. So maybe in one of their names or in the name of your priest, who is a former, perhaps himself, alumni of Divine Child, give us a call and make a donation. Catholic schools have done so much to strengthen our faith. So, give us a call.
And that, again, we have this challenge that remains through this hour. So we want to make sure that we take full advantage of it. 1-877-288-1077. Speaking of education, Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, operate two schools in the Southeast Michigan area.
We do.
And what else is going on educationally?
Well, actually, Al, we've moved because it takes 8 years to get through our initial formation program. So after that first 8 years, since we're 12 years old now, we've been able to expand beyond Michigan, and we are now in South Carolina and California, Texas as of this past this August.
Nice.
Florida and Phoenix, Arizona.
I was going to say Phoenix.
My blood sister's there. Yeah, Sister Mary Teresa, who taught your son.
Oh.
Yeah, and survived, Al. I mean,
yes. Well, we still have the dog, too. We still have Pascal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Our dog. And, thank you so much.
And she's hanging around. He's hanging around with Joseph and Susanna Pierce's dog.
Oh, really?
Who we took from Joseph and Susanna.
I tell you.
Originally called Wags. And,
oh, really?
Which I like, but my wife decided Willow was a more appropriate name for this Labradoodle. Yeah,
regular kennel at the Cresta House.
Well, a lot of dogs. Yeah.
If you don't want a dog, you just call Al.
If you're a dog lover, call in.
If you're a dog, call in. That's good, Father. I like that.
1-877. We do have four lines open. 1-877-288-1077. I'll spare you. No more dog stories. We really want to talk vocations here.
That's right.
And what at the heart of vocation, as we were talking about it, female religious vocation, is spiritual motherhood.
Exactly.
This is something which is desperately needed today. It's when we think of how the numbers, I'd be curious, actually, the two of you talk on this. Why did we see such a fall off in the decline in female religious over the last 40, 50 years. And I realize this is a question that comes up a lot, but I am interested in having you think about it.
Well, yeah, sister wants me to little hot potato. She's just gesticulating over my side of the table here.
I'll talk about the rising up. You talk about the falling down. How's that?
Yeah, no, obviously there's there's been a lot written about these things, the devastation, really, of religious vocations, especially women vocations. It's not just one thing that can be pointed to. But if I might say this, perhaps in the most positive way, I'd go back to something I heard Sister say while I was coming in here, as I was listening on the radio, where she said how you said when you have a layover in the airport, you like to walk around so people could, see you wearing your habit and be called again to remember that God is present.
Yes.
You know, that's what the habit does, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And one of
mm-hmm.
the things that happened, of course, was the abandonment of many of these traditional symbols of faith taken out of the public view, removed. And I think this is very important there be this public disclosure, a public confrontation of God.
You know, I can't underline that enough because, you know, we're incarnational persons,
right.
And therefore the material world does influence us. And so what we wear, I think especially even as women, says much more to us as individuals than it even does to the world. And we know how important it is for the world to have that witness and that example. It's the living martyrdom. It's the living witness, the gift of self. You know, we don't have to all be dead. We walk around living martyrs, giving the gift of self to others. And the visibility, as Father mentioned, of the Roman collar, of the religious habit, calls people to something greater than they ever could imagine, that they could aspire to. And it's a reminder that God loves us. And as I said, for the individual religious woman in particular, it's a reminder to us of who we are. And so, therefore, we need that reminder, too. We could act in ways that perhaps we certainly shouldn't if we didn't have that reminder as well.
Yes.
So, even as, a religious woman, I would say without this habit, I shudder to think.
People know to
important.
Whom you belong
exactly.
when they see that. Yeah.
And I'm reminded constantly that I'm taken. I belong.
Yeah.
You know, I've claimed. Yeah. I'm already a spouse.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Yeah, whatever is good and holy and just, think on these things. I mean, it reminds you to think on these things when you see clerical garb. I want to thank Nina, who called from Grass Lake, Michigan, who goes to St. Thomas the Apostle in Ann Arbor, the first to meet the vocation pledge, loves vocation challenge, I should say, loves Al Cresta, Teresa Tamio, Food for the Journey, Catholic Answers, and Henry Root's Sunday Show. That would be putting on the mind of Christ.
Putting on the mind of Christ.
Thank you, Nina. Thank you also to Dave in Farmington, Michigan, who goes to Our Lady of Sorrows, loves Father John Ricardo and Al Cresta. Thank you for the pledge. Iman in Linden, Michigan, goes to St. John's in Fenton. And an internet donation from Thomas in Grand Blanc, Michigan, goes to the Church of the Holy Family, loves Crest in the Afternoon, and Father John Ricardo.
And we've got the Vocations Challenge going on right now, and I don't want to let this time escape us. This is a vital part of Catholic life. We talk about vocations. One of the joys I had in getting to know the ministry of now Archbishop Carlson was the way that he kind of organized his pastoral ministry under the concept of vocation. And there's the vocation that we all have is the universal call to holiness, but then there's call to married life, call to religious life, call to priesthood. And it's good for us to understand that we are called to particular ways of life. And that's what we're trying to emphasize during this hour. So give us a call now. Lines are open at 1-877-288-1077. And say, this is something we need to support and strengthen. One of our purposes here at Ave Maria Radio, in fact, in Saginaw, we adopted the phrase, your vocation station. When Archbishop Carlson was there.
Oh,
and we have story after story of men and women who could bear witness to the role that Ave Maria Radio played in their own discernment process. So give us a call.
That reminds me. Yeah. We have sisters who, the young women who entered the community, one a PhD at University of Michigan, because every afternoon she listened to WDEO.
That's right. And in fact,
Sister
Catherine from the Servants of God's Love, who just made her final profession this last week, is a sister today because of the work of Ave Maria Radio. We have at least a half dozen documented, written out stories of people who are priests or sisters today because of the programming
and
on Ave Maria Radio.
You have many, many more that you know you'll find out in heaven. Right. You know,
and that's the reason why we want this hour to really blaze with support for vocations. That's why we have the Vocation Challenge. And tell us about the Vocation Challenge, Tom.
I'd be happy to do that. In advance of our drive, I was in contact with a number of donors who were very, very generous in their contributions to Ave Maria Radio. And what they're doing in this particular part of the drive is they've got a vocation challenge. The way it works, folks, is very simple. For a gift of $20 a month, $20 a month, or $240 a year, they will add $100 to your pledge. That means that your gift of $240 becomes a gift of $340 for Ave Maria Radio. And we need to redeem $4,000 worth of gifts. That means we need 40 gifts of $240 in order to make this, to redeem these funds. And it's essential that we do hear from
you.
And
we're running a little slow.
Boy, are we ever. And I don't want to see that. What I want to see is real action on the phones. And folks, you can make a big difference right now. You know, we've been bringing in wonderful priests, beautiful, wonderful nuns. This has been a blessing so far in this drive with the amount of contribution that we've been receiving from bishops and archbishops. Vocations are essential. This morning we started out talking about marriage, the importance of marriage. You know, vocations are the mainstay of our proclamation of the gospel. God calls every single one of us. We do want to hear from you. We want to hear that call from you as well. Here's that number, 1-877-288-1077. Make that call and help us out right now, 1-877-288-1077, or go online at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net, and make that pledge. Thank you.
Hey, Tom. Thank you. And the number again, 1-877-288-1077. This is a time to, you might say, fly the flag here. Your support for vocations. We have matching funds. 1-877-288-1077. Henry and Claire in Plymouth, attending St. Kenneth's. Love Dr. Ray and Father John. TT in the morning and AK in the afternoon. And Anna in Naples, Florida. Good to hear from you.
Oh, good.
At St. Peter the Apostle. Loves Crest in the afternoon. Teresa in the morning. He really enjoys it all and is. She's committed to meeting the vocation challenge.
Oh, beautiful.
So,
thank you, Anna.
Anna. If I had it, Al, I'd give it.
Yes.
You know?
You took a vow.
Exactly.
Those pesky vows.
1-877-288-1077. Our goal was to meet 40 of these challenges before the hour. We've still got 38 to go. So, as you see, we've hardly got the cart moving here. 1-877-288-1077. We will, of course, take this into the next hour of Crest in the Afternoon, but we do need to hear from you.
Three phone lines are open. Three are occupied at this moment.
Okay.
So you do have an opportunity to get in at the end of this hour. 877-288-1077 is the phone number.
And you're not limited, of course. You're not limited to any particular amount. I mean, we want you to know that even though we're focusing on this vocations challenge, don't feel left out.
You won't be turning people away.
No. By all means, call and say we want to continue to support the work of Ave Maria Radio, because Ave Maria Radio is standing strong in helping to shape a climate in which call to religious life is plausible for people.
You know, Al, it just struck me, and I think Father would agree with me, this is a very Dominican endeavor, because the you know, our the motto of our order is truth, veritas, yeah. And so that's exactly what people get here. And how many radio channels or television channels or people talking to you do you get straight truth,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think this is just amazing. And when you consider how much is out there of ignorance, and a lot of it is because it's fed through other ignorance. You know, ignorance is it's something that can be culpable or not culpable,
right.
and therefore I think it's very, very important that we are sacrificial towards those who give us truth, plain, solid yeah. truth. Why would I spend my time listening to something else?
Yeah, and there is, and it's interesting that ignorance frequently compounds itself
yes.
until you outrageous things
exactly.
get believed. I love to point out, I think it was the Newsweek story, that John Paul II was considering active euthanasia at the
gosh.
Time,
well,
near the
go.
End of his life.
I mean, yeah, right.
This
ignorance, yeah.
How could one possibly believe that? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
it just is sad.
It's absurd.
I was unaware that Newsweek had asserted.
I was
going to
say, I didn't know that either. That yeah. I'm sitting here mad now, Al. You
my favorite.
Have
it was. I'll try to find it for you. It was,
my favorite Newsweek story with the Pope was, remember, on Earth Day, the Pope celebrated public mass, and of course he was celebrating Earth Day because why? Because he wore green vestments.
Oh, that's really good.
And,
yeah.
You know,
so the Pope was making an environmental statement on Earth Day because he wore green vestments.
And again, I don't.
Now, how much research does it take to figure out why the Pope would be wearing green vestments?
But there was probably no harm intended.
Ignorance,
it was probably
exactly.
like, oh yeah, it's Earth Day. The Pope's got green.
Yeah.
He's showing us, you know.
Exactly.
It's like putting a feather in his cap or something. I mean,
the truth the sister is referring to, though, far surpasses the liturgical, or even it's not only just limited to the moral teachings of the Church. John Paul II considering, you know, euthanasia as outrageous as that assertion is. The sister is talking about is the truth of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
That's the truth. The truth,
mm-hmm.
this is what we're here for. And this is the truth that the world needs more than ever. You know, we look at, one of the things I thought about saying was, if I could get on the radio and just say, hey, don't be afraid to give money. The government's going to print more. You know?
Good for you, Father.
I don't necessarily want to get into that kind of discussion, but the point is, even there we see...
We try to be so careful.
Sorry. But my point is, you know, we see in these times where there is so much confusion and people acting in ways that are contrary even to rational behaviors, that we need the truth more than ever. We need to be grounded in Christ more than ever. We need the public witness of vocations
yes,
more than ever.
Yes.
And all these things are promulgated, are spread, are organically sort of grown through the discussion that comes through Ave Maria Radio, through the just having it on and having the kids listen to it. They might not even be absorbing everything that's said, but there's a culture
right.
of Catholicism
absolutely.
That gets absorbed, even if it's just only on an instinctive level.
Yeah.
So having this access to this radio station is formative to your children in ways that cannot be measured.
Mm-hmm.
And if this goes away, then there's an important way in which the Catholic culture will be lessened.
Yeah, it will be much impoverished.
Father, I think that was absolutely beautiful when you think of the sanctification of the sound waves. You know, they're created by God, and they're to be used to teach
yeah.
God. And as Father said, truth as a person, you know, the person of Jesus Christ. And therefore, WDEO and Ave Maria Radio sanctifies the sound waves, and how much comes over the sound waves that is not
yeah.
hmm. sanctifying.
Yeah. Very true.
And even other
truthful.
Christians who are sorting through the assertions of Christianity. You know, one of the things it said in today's reading at Mass from 1 Timothy chapter 3 is the church. Paul says the church is the pillar of truth.
Yeah.
The church.